Q94, your Mountain of Rock, and this morning adventure is taking us all the way down to Gamalia, Arkansas, to the Bayou Resort, where Gary and Diane Faraci preside, taking care and owner-proprietor of the Bayou Resort, and giving us your weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report. Gary, how are we doing?
Good morning, Gary. How are you in this beautiful, beautiful Thursday morning?
Well, you know, it's strange that you ask, because I woke up this morning a little disoriented, you know, not you had a little bit of a headache, a little bit of brain fog going on. And, you know, the older I get, I'm a little more forgetful, you know, I mean, and it's simple things like, why did I walk into this room? And so, you know, I don't know why that happens, you know, and then I realize it's in the bathroom. So it, you know, it finally came to, oh yeah, okay, yeah, I know what I need to do now. But I mean, do you ever do that? Do you ever walk into a room and go, why am I here?
Oh my God. Oh my God. When you got some time, I'll tell you all about it.
All right. Hey, well, we got cooler weather. We've had beautiful blue skies. Are the fish biting at Lake North Fork?
Let me tell you, the crappie bite this past week has picked up tremendously. Still not getting full limits, but the size of the crappie been better. People been getting 8, 10, 12, nice-sized crappie. They're not getting them all in one place. You know, you go over this brush pile and you get 2 or 3, and then you go to another brush pile and you get 3 or 4, and you got to work a little bit, but they're biting. And it seems like the live bait, the crappie minnow's been working earlier in the morning, and then jigging as the morning goes on, switch over to jigging form, and that's been pretty good.
What's been the predominant color when it comes to the jigs? You know, what color has been really, seems like doing the best?
One of those tater baits, or a couple of those tater baits, the hot cricket's been good.
Mm-hmm.
Salt and pepper's been good, and they're coming out with a new color. We should have some soon. Steve Borgman tested it last week, and it's a darker charcoal, silver, smoky looking. And they said they just hammered it. So we'll see. I'll get some in. We'll go out and try it.
Right on. Well, is the largemouth, the guys out there chasing the line side and the largemouth and the Kentuckys and smallmouth, they haven't any luck?
Yeah, it's been tough. You know, the water temperature's right around 73, 74 degrees, and that's about to even get cooler here from what I understand. So, they've been struggling. There's a tournament this coming weekend, and those guys are going to struggle to get 5 decent fish. You know, it's just been hard. They've been deeper, and you got to throw everything you bring with you, you got to throw at them, because one minute they're biting on this or not biting on anything, you keep switching up, you find something that's work. I mean, I've had guys start even crankbait, throwing everything they can think of at it. Even some guys were using, I know it's way too early, some guys are using gets it because they're a little bit deeper.
Right.
Yeah, spinner bait, a little bit of everything on them.
Well, and the stripers, you know, they've moved up into the creek arms, or they were. So, I mean, is it, and the whites, you know, and the hybrids, they're getting closer up to where you're at now, right?
Absolutely. Stripers, hybrids, whites. I've had guys tell me the first thing in the morning, right about this time here, just after daylight, the white's been surfacing. Mm-hmm. Right, not too far. I could, you know, right from boat dock, not too far.
Yeah.
And the hybrids and the stripers are starting to come up. So they're moving as that water temperature change. We're a few weeks away from, once we get below that 70 mark and get down closer to 65 water temperature, it's just going to get better and better.
Well, that's going to be next weekend. Not this weekend. That's my prediction. That's going to be next weekend as we're looking at lows. You know, Monday night, I shared with you, you know, Monday night 29, Tuesday night 28, Wednesday night 28, Thursday night 28. So we're going to see lows in the upper 20s most of next week. That's going to chill things out.
That's going to chill the lake down nicely, and then, that water temperature will drop, and then the lake will turn over, and here we go. It'll be game on.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. Well, it's going to be a windy day today, so folks out there on the lake, you know, you need to be really careful because we're looking at wind gusts up to 33. That's going to make that water pretty rough, but you can get back in the coves and the creeks and stuff, especially right there where you're at around Fouts, and have a good time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, windy days, not too bad. You can find a wall where the wind's blowing at your back and blowing that bait fish up against the wall. You can find some good fish then.
That's right. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Gary, we do appreciate you. And, you know, for folks that want to know a little bit more or find out more about the Bayou Resort, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Stop by if you're in the neighborhood, and we'll talk fish. We'll have a cold one. And always our Facebook page. We're always putting pictures up there and what's going on. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, always our website, thebayouresort.com.
So now, when will you start to prepare for winter and start winterizing some of the cabins and, you know, not have as many units available?
Usually I do it probably by the first week of December when the weather really changes.
Uh-huh.
This little bit of weather we're having in below freezing, where it's going to warm back up during the day and not going to do anything.
Yeah.
This weekend we're fairly busy. Next weekend I have one 2-bedroom cabin left.
Mm-hmm.
We're almost full next weekend. So, it's it's still going, and we have fishermen right now, hunters right now in here, and as long as the fishing's good, we stay busy all the way, I guess, say through Thanksgiving, you know.
Yeah.
And then I'll start shutting stuff down at that temperature, when our daytime temperatures don't get too much above freezing, you know. Then I start shutting stuff down.
All right. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you, my man. We'll talk with you next week, okay?
Sounds good, Gary. Talk to you then.
Yeah, bye-bye.